You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Talking about the weather can be about so much more than the weather.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Good morning.
So I'm pretty excited to talk about the weather because as a radio host, I actually talk about the weather all the time. So I'm pretty happy to be talking about it face to face with somebody instead of just over the air.
It is amazing how often you all talk about the weather on Michigan Radio and every other radio station. I was thinking about talking about the weather because last week we were talking about openings and closings, these routine parts of conversation. And talking about the weather is another part of conversation that can do some really interesting work around openings and closings. So I thought we should talk about that. This comes from a terrific article called Relational Frames in Weather Talk by Nicholas Koopland and Virpa Ulana. They're talking about how talking about the weather is a kind of phatic communication. In other words, it functions as a way for us to relate to each other, establish relationships, strengthen relationships. Now, I think there are ways that can feel obvious to us that it can do that. I mean, weather is common ground. We're all experiencing it. We may have emotions about it.
But there are facts. It's this way or that way.
Exactly. And at least in Michigan, it is often changing. So there's always something to talk about with the weather. In that way, it gives us common ground. And we can then think, oh, what a good way to open conversation. Because if we're not sure what to talk about, well, the weather seems like a pretty neutral, safe place to start.
It's always there.
Oh, yes, it is. And that is absolutely true. It's one of the functions that it can have is that we'll use it early in a conversation. And one of the useful things about that, particularly if we think about a professional setting, let's imagine a meeting that I'm running. I'm chairing the meeting. So we have this kind of professional hierarchy, but I actually want everybody to feel comfortable. Before the meeting, I might start by talking about the weather because we're all equals in talking about the weather. So we can all chat. It feels more personal. And then I start the meeting and we have those other relationships come into play. I will also do it at the beginning of class. I think it can create solidarity. If we're all complaining about the weather, totally shared solidarity, particularly in a polar vortex, or when there's ice all over the sidewalks.
It was so slippery walking in. I almost fell so many times.
Right. And what you just did there is one of the other things that weather talk can do is it can be this opening for people to share more personal things. So they say, oh, and my kids didn't go to school, and it opens up space for us to talk about those things. Weather talk can also fill gaps. Let's imagine that you and I are waiting for someone to come, bring us things, and we need to fill the time. Weather is this really helpful, again, shared ground, but also we can stop talking about the weather at any time. We don't really need to finish that conversation. Here to me, though, is the most startling thing that weather talk can do, which is that it can be a pre-closing. In other words, we often, when we're done with a conversation, we've done all the work a conversation needs to do, and we're signaling to someone that it's time to wrap up the conversation, we will sometimes turn to the weather. And I hear myself doing this. I'm in a meeting, we're wrapping up, and I'll say, you know, and I hear that it's going to break freezing today.
And then suddenly people are kind of gathering their stuff, standing up out of their chairs, still kind of talking.
Exactly. It says, okay, time to wrap this up. And I have to say, I'll tell a story on myself, which is years ago when I first read this article. I read the article in the morning. I then went and had a meeting with the chair of the department. And he and I met about all the things we needed to meet about. And then right at the end, he says, I hear the sun's going to come out today. And I snort, which is a completely inappropriate response to that. And then, of course, he says, Anne, what's so funny? And then I have to explain, well, you just did this totally routinized thing in terms of signaling to me that the conversation was almost over. Luckily, he's a very nice man and it was all fine. But I don't recommend laughing when people start talking about the weather.
Anne, I hear there's going to be some weather today.
I guess it's time to wrap this up.
That's right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.